my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. It is Wednesday, and it's going to be a wonderful time on the broadcast. I said it yesterday twice. I'll say it again. Thank you. Thank you for Christians that are praying for this pastors and workers conference. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not here, get plans for next year. Next year for the conference, it's our 40th annual, Brother Ethan, 40 years, four decades. That's going to be awesome and big. It's going to be great. And then the church is celebrating a few months after that, the 50th year. So the 40 and 50, and you're going to see some things. You're going to just trust me. I'm telling you right now, you're going to see some things that will just rejoice your heart, and you'll be able to spend some time with it. It'd be such a blessing. It'd be great. Well, great. There it is. Here is a great song, and I appreciate, Ethan, you choosing these songs. God has been so good to me. God has been so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God has been good. We'll have a family sing for us today. Look at that. Listen to that. I like that. Go ahead, family.
I've always had a place to sleep, clothes to wear, and food to eat. God has been so good to me. Thank you, Lord, for Mom and Dad, the best friends on earth I've had. God has been so good to me. To me, if all I had he took away, then I still would have to say, God has been so good to me. God has been so good to me. I'm thankful for a fine family, for the church that I attend, and for all my Christian friends. God has been so good to me, for the church that I attend, and for all my Christian friends. God has been so good to me. God has been so good to me.
Well, how about you? Has God been good to you? He's certainly been good to me. God is so good. He's so, so good to me. And I don't understand his grace. I don't understand his mercy. I don't understand why I get the privilege to come your way And every single day, but I love it. I just love it. Brother Ethan, is this our 17th year of Revival Time? Have we already had it, or is it coming up? We've already had it. So we're into our 18th year. You know, let me tell you how good God is. In 18 years, it's His goodness. 18 years, I've not had to miss one broadcast. Not a one. Well, that's God. That's not me that did that. That's God that did that. And for some reason, He's allowed me to have a voice right now, and I can speak with my voice, and I'm just so very grateful. Well, we're going to get another song in here real quickly as we can. How about the Revival Medleys from the Echoes of Joy?
Do you really want revival? Do you really want God's power? Do you really want His Spirit to control your life this hour? Oh, repent and turn to Jesus. Seek His face and humbly pray. Do you really want revival? Do you really want God's power, His saving power? Revive us again. Fill each heart with Thy love. May each soul be
righteousness, our righteous, is found 12 times, if I've counted it right. Righteous is 6 times in Psalm 119. Righteousness, 6 times, a total of 12 times. Righteousness comes from the root word right. Well, what is something that's right? Right, by definition, is that which is in accordance with good and proper and just. It's conformity to truth, a standard, a principle, that which is correct. It's correct in judgment. It's correct in opinion. It's correct in action. It's fitting in being appropriate and suitable. It's right. And so today in my Psalm 119, I have the word right or righteousness underscored in the yellow letter, for example, yellow ink a marker. Verse 7, I will praise thee with an uprightness of heart when I have learned thy righteousness. I need to know what is good with God, not what's good for me. What's good with God? Is this right? Is this good? Look at what he says in verse number 40. I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Make me alive with righteousness. How about verse number 62? At midnight I shall rise and give thanks to thee because of thy righteousness. I'm laying in bed. I'm just overwhelmed with the righteousness of God. I think I'm just going to get up and praise God and give thanks to God. How about How about verse number 106? I have sworn and I will perform it. I've made a pledge. I will perform it. I will keep thy righteous judgments. I'm going to keep your book, God. You can just count on it. How about verse number 123? Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and thy word of thy righteousness. Look at verse 137. Righteous art thou, O Lord. You're right. I'm going to sneeze. Hang on. Pardon me. Pardon me twice. No, I didn't sneeze on you. No. It doesn't come through. Now, Brother Moyer, our station manager, probably thinks it comes through the airwaves. I just sneezed on you, Brother Moyer. Oh, boy. Mr. Neat Freak right there, but a perfect man. How about 142? Thy righteousness is everlasting righteousness. Verse 144, thy righteousness of thy testimonies. You're listening so very carefully. Up. New Mexico, you folks are not listening very well right now. You don't get a sticker today. Verse 160, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments. They're right. Stop telling God he's wrong. How do we tell him he's wrong? With our actions. You asked for this. I'm not going to do that. No. Verse 164, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Can I give you one more? How about 172? My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. They are right. They're good. They're proper. They're not wrong. They're correct in opinion and action. And I need to conform my life to your righteousness, not to my righteousness. We think that sometimes Romans, that our righteousness are so great. But Isaiah said, thy righteousness are like filthy rags. When a fella tells me, you know, a sinner, they try to lead him to Christ, well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing great. That's okay. That's not a Christian. A Christian will say, well, I love the Lord and I'm seeking to live for him, but I'll tell you what, there's a war going on all the time in my heart because I'm so, so weak. That's what the old flesh does. We've been studying music on Wednesday nights and preaching on it Wednesday nights in church. My flesh likes the wrong music sometimes. I like some secular music and country, western and southern. I like that stuff once in a while. And I listen, you know, let's say I'd listen to it, but there's the Holy Spirit inside me who will say, I don't like that. So you want to know what I want to do? I don't want to listen to what I want to listen to. I want to listen to what God wants me to listen to. Why? I'm here not to establish my own righteousness, but my righteousness needs to be established by him. How? Through his word. How? Through the Holy Spirit that convicts me of sin and wrong. How? By obedience. The more obedient is that I am, the more I want more of him, the more I want more righteousness. The less obedient I am, the more I want my own prideful, sinful, selfish, self-determined way. Well, I appreciate you folks. Please pray for today and pray for tonight as we close it out this evening, and it's just going to be a great day all the way around. Father, I love you. I love your word, not like I should, but I do love it. I do love you. I love these listeners. They challenge, they encourage me so much. Give each one a good day and bless the conference here is my prayer. In Jesus' name we ask this prayer. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.